Radio, Martin Bay's Home of Classic Hits, 101.5 FM. And this morning we have Dr. Wayne Graham, love the guy, from a senior lecturer at the management of the University of Sunshine Coast School of Business and Creative Industries, joining Morning Magazine once again today in the studio. How lovely is that? Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
I'm great, Shane. Thank you. And hello, listeners.
All right. Today we're talking about small business as we move into a new financial year tomorrow. All right. And for Queensland, a new state budget from the new state government. So what do we know about budget announcements? Over to you, Wayne.
Okay, Shane. Well, there's some good news for small businesses in the state budget, most notably the $16.8 million to extend the Small Business Support Network for the next 3 years. As we were approaching the budget season, there was some speculation about these services and being able to continue beyond 2025. So this news will be well received by the Queensland small business community. The Small Business Support Network includes free access to financial counsellors, wellness coaches, business mentors, and of course, the advocacy work for small business issues that are driven by the initiatives of the Queensland Small Business Commissioner's Office.
All right, that sounds promising, but is there anything else in the budget for small business?
Yes, Shane, there's a small and family business innovation pathway that's been established to directly engage Queensland small businesses for short-term initiatives up to $1 million in value. This pathway is designed to tackle recognised issues or problems that are impacting small businesses, and so that we can aim to improve government services delivery. And the pathway aims to test new ideas and to mature these ideas into innovative processes and practices.
So what are exactly the challenges that are facing Queensland small business today?
Great question, Shane. The cost of living still remains a huge challenge for small business, and this affects both sides of the value chain. So on the one side, suppliers are needing to pass on their rising costs, which increases expenses for small business owners. And then on the other side, the customers are making very careful choices about their purchases, which impacts the sale of their products and services. This, along with the increasing insurance costs, and more needs to be done to reduce the amount of regulatory red tape. The Queensland government is very aware of this and is currently in the process of collecting information to address the situation. But the other issue worth mentioning, Shane, is the time and the cost associated with tax collection, with repeated calls from many commentators and analysts for tax reform. This will be crucial for all types of businesses, but especially sole traders and micro businesses and small businesses that operate in Queensland.
All right. So how can small business access some of these services now that have been announced in the recent state budget?
Well, the best place to start is the Business Queensland website, which is available at www.business.qld.gov.au. And once you're on that website, Shane, you just search for Small Business Support Network. This has direct links to those five areas of support that we've been discussing today. And while you're there, I recommend you subscribe to the Business Queensland Connect newsletter so that you can stay informed about what's happening in terms of free workshops, seminars, short courses, events, and of course, the state government grants that are likely to be announced soon. And these are all designed to help small businesses survive and thrive.
You know, you make it so simple, Dr. Wayne. Let me tell you, I only met you first time today, and let me tell you, I see clearly what you're saying. It's so easy. Small business owners are under the pump all the time. Like me, I'm going to be doing a bit more research, and letting them know where help is available will be a huge help to every one of you guys listening out there. Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management at the University of Sunshine Coast School of Business and Creative Industries, keeping our community connected. Listening in to the website, on the website, 101.5fm.com.au.